The stories you are about to hear are some of the most violent and sexually explicit in all of Western literature. They are tales of human passion in all its infinite variety: adultery, seduction, incest, rape, mutilation, assassination, torture, sacrifice, and murder. And yet, every one of these stories is drawn directly from the pages of the Holy Bible. Even readers who think they know the Bible may be unfamiliar with these stories, precisely because embarrassed rabbis, priests, and ministers have sought to hide the plain language of the original Hebrew text behind fuzzy euphemisms, unlikely interpretations, or intentional mistranslations. Although the Bible is holy writ to three religions, a few of its most shocking stories have been banned outright by clergy who were not entirely comfortable with telling their congregants what really happens in the Bible. As a result of these efforts at balderizing, we were sometimes given the impression that the Bible is mostly a dry and preachy work, a list of stern shalts and shalt nots that condemn all but the narrowest range of human behavior, a forbidding black book with little to say to worldly men and women whose lives are far messier than what we imagine the Bible to allow. But the fact is that the Bible offers some surprising insights that we might profitably recall when confronting the toughest issues of our own times, from the debate over abortion to the search for peace in the Middle East, from sexual politics to world politics.
To be sure, the Hebrew Bible includes generous portions of strict moral instruction, starting with the Ten Commandments and bulking up to include some 613 other do's and don'ts. For that matter, there is little that one cannot find in the Bible, which is actually a fantastic grab bag of law, legend, history, politics, propaganda, poetry, prayer, ethics, genealogy, hygienic practices, military tactics, dietary advice, and carpentry instructions, among many other things. But as we will see, the Bible is also a treasury of storytelling that recounts the lives of men and women who were thoroughly human, which is to say that they were as confused, conflicted, twisted, tortured, and vulnerable to the weaknesses of the flesh and failure of the spirit as any character in Homer, Shakespeare, Dostoevsky, or any of the soap operas, bodice rippers, and tabloids that amount to the literature of our own times.
All of these stories are drawn from the portion of Holy Scripture that is known in Christian usage as the Old Testament, that is, the Hebrew Bible, a book that is regarded as sacred by Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
The Bible is a map of the human heart, and no secret chamber or hidden passage is left out. And it's a map whose creator, whether human or divine, regarded even our most outlandish passions with a kind and compassionate eye. That's why the forbidden tales of the Bible are not merely a rollicking good read. Above all, the Bible affirms the essential qualities that make us human in the first place.